is how we do it.
Let's get it, Bozzy. Come on, baby. Come on, let's go. Final Friday of the regular season. It's Friday night, which means it's only one thing left to do on this crisp, cool end of a
you can't
icy,
say cool.
Cold week.
You can't say cool. It is flat nasty cold.
It's cold. It's cold outside.
Nasty cold.
Ain't no doubt about that. But today, it's like a heat wave compared to what it was earlier in the week. Am I right?
True story. Yep.
And so, where else would you rather be than listening in to Jake and Boz here on a Friday? Final regular season Friday. We've got Substate kicking off for some area teams on Monday already. And then next week, it's the beginning of the end, my friend.
Yep.
And it's just no other way to say it. It's time to get after it. It's winter go home time for a lot of these teams now.
I can't believe we're talking about that. It just seems like, I don't know, it goes so fast. We were transitioning, what was it, 4 months ago? Doesn't seem like that long ago. We're going from football, we had state games, and then bam, we were right into basketball. And here we are 3.5 months later, and
yep,
we're to the end of basketball.
I know.
We're right at the end.
It's time to get after it. I mean, we've got a lot of local teams. We've got breakdowns of the 1A substates that have already been released. So any 1A games that happen tonight, I don't want to say they don't matter, because there's still implications for teams, whether it's personal bests, win seasons, or league title implications. But for the most part, everything's been wrapped up to this point. And so when you're looking at the other schools that are in 4A schools continue to play their schedule because their games still matter for their seeding. But, I mean, everything's going to be released tomorrow for 3A and 2A, so we'll know everything tomorrow what it's shaking out like. And so there's a lot of big-time matchups that happened tonight, some upsets that happened tonight. You heard one right here on 103.9 KNZA and on 92.1 KMZA, that simulcast of Sabetha Holton. Holton boys with a buzzer beater over the Sabetha Jays. That's a big-time upset. And on the girls' side, Holton took care of business. But we got a lot of scores to get through tonight. Boz, why don't you go ahead and hit us with the first round?
All right. We are doing really good on the girls' scores. We only need one, so I'm going to get to that one in a minute. But we got almost everybody else. Oskaloosa, they get the win tonight over Pleasant Ridge, 54-39. Lynn, they defeated Frankfort 52-39. Jackson Heights, they get the win over Valley Falls 56-40. Centralia, they defeated Blue Valley 60-24. Troy gets the win against Horton 61-43. ACCHS, they defeat JCN 51-42. Clifton Clyde, they are victorious over Axtell 54-45. Donovan West, they get the win over Washington County 52-47. Hiawatha, they get the win against Riverside 50-45. Nemaha Central made a little road trip down to Concordia. They come out with the win 57.
A little road trip.
Little road trip over heading west. They get the win 57-38 over Concordia. Valley Heights jumped all over Onega tonight 71-30.
Burger.
That is the first burger of the night right there. Royal Valley, they defeat Perry LeCompton 56-20. Rossville gets the win over Riley County 45-38. Silver Lake, they defeated St. Mary's 60-37. And Holton, they get the win over Sabetha 55-27.
All right. And one girl score?
One. We only need one. McLeod at Marhill Mount Academy.
Okay, gotta have it. Need it.
Gotta have it.
Okay. On the guy's side.
This one's gonna be quick. We don't have a whole lot of scores in just yet. We're on the air early tonight, so scores will start pouring in. But here's what we have so far. Nemaha Central, this is a big win. Nemaha, I wouldn't say they've been on the struggle bus because they're only, I mean, they were 16-2 coming
sure
into tonight, but they stubbed their toe a couple times.
Yep.
Played a good Concordia team tonight. Nemaha
Very
Central, they get the win 53-50 on the road. Really good win for Nemaha Central.
Thunder roll.
That's right. Valley Heights, they get the win against Onega 55-23. This one, this score really shocks me. They're my dark horse team I picked. St. Mary's.
Yeah.
They played Silver Lake tonight. Both teams 14-4 coming into this. Big time Huge. Rivalry matchup game.
And big time for seeding for Substate.
Yeah, St. Mary's gets the win by 15 tonight.
Ooh.
69-54. Word on the street was St. Mary's lights out from behind the arc in the first half in this game. So got some separation right there, and they come away with the victory 69-54.
That catapults St. Mary's to the one seed in that 3A Hiawatha Regional. Catapults them up there, Boz.
That's what happens this time of year right now. There are massively important games that still have to be played.
I mean, it took them from the three to the one, so not a massive jump. But, I mean, still, you go from that three line where, you know, you're going to host at least one round, but there's the opportunity of having to go on the road, potentially in the semis, something like that. But, regardless, now they're the one because of that big-time win.
Yeah, huge, huge, huge win. The last score that we have on the boys' side, Holton, you just heard it. Buzzer beater put back. Holton gets the win 50-48 over Sabetha. And I want to talk a little bit about this real quick.
Just a little bit.
Logan Altenberg.
Yeah.
Young man that got the put back off of a missed shot attempt at the buzzer, gives his team the win. Logan Altenberg, it was senior night tonight.
Okay.
As it is probably a lot of different places, but I know at Holton it was senior night. Logan Altenberg is a senior. Here's what I want to talk about real fast. Logan Altenberg is not a kid who's extremely talented on the basketball court.
Okay.
Kid's an athlete. He plays incredibly hard. He's a dog. He gets in and gives you a ton of energy. I had the privilege of coaching this young man when he was freshman, sophomore year.
Yeah.
These are the stories you love to see because he doesn't get a ton of time. Probably not a kid that we talk about a whole lot. That's why I want to mention him tonight.
Okay.
He's a role guy. He comes in, does what needs to be done. It gets a big-time putback for the win for Holton. I love to see that kind of deal right there.
Is he a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee?
Absolutely.
All right. So there's our first one on the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball list. What scores do we need, Boz?
Man, we need a lot. We need a lot. We need Pleasant Ridge at Oskaloosa.
Hey.
McLouth at Mar Hill Mount Academy.
Mom.
Lynn at Frankfort. Jackson Heights at Valley Falls. We saw that on the Colbert Channel. Tight game late.
Yes.
We don't have a final in on that one. Centralia at Blue Valley. Horton at Troy. JCN at ACCHS. Clifton Clyde at Axtell. Washington County at Doniphan West. Hiawatha at Riverside. Royal Valley at Perry LeCompton. And Rossville at Riley County. Just had a score come in. Frankfort, they get the win against Frankfort defeats Lynn 50-45.
Just got two scores in on the guys' side that we were looking for as well. Thank you, Amanda, on the Facebook feed. Valley Falls 59, Jackson Heights 52, and a close one in the NEKL. And how about this in the NEKL, Boz?
All right.
From Megan on the chat. Troy over Horton in overtime.
Yo.
69-63.
Wow.
Amazing game there tonight between Troy and Horton going the distance plus some.
That's a big win for Troy right there.
Massive win for the Trojans.
Love it.
Also got a nomination in there as well for Drake Melly's 30 points tonight for Drake, the junior from Jackson Heights.
Wow.
30 of the 52 for the Cobras coming from him. So we'll make sure to get him on our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Night list as well. If you've got more kids you want on that list, it's the last regular season scoreboard show, Boz.
Nominate some folks.
We got to get some nominations pouring in. Give Boz some work tonight, folks. Give him 3, 4, 5 pages in depth of names.
Bring it on.
785-547-3461 is the phone number. Again, 785-547-3461. If you've got a score, if you've got a nominee, or if you want to talk about a game you were at, I'd love to hear from some Troy and Horton people from that OT type of game. My goodness, that sounds like a lot of fun. Or Jackson Heights, Valley Falls, that was a tight game. Holton, Sabetha, we want to hear from you about that as well. You can always call us on the Giant Communications Hotline. Again, 785-547-3461. Giant Mobile, active now. When you want the most reliable local internet provider in Northeast Kansas, think Giant Communications, but now using the nation's most reliable network for your cell coverage as well. $30 per line per month gets you a cell phone plan. Pair that up with Giant Communications at your home for internet, and it's just $80 a month gets you on there. Again, giantcomm.net to learn more. Boz, we got to step aside for our first break. But when we come back, we're going to break down more scores again. We need some more nominees. We got a handful of them on Boz's list so far, but we need more, and we've got a lot more information to get to you. It's the final regular season Friday of 2025 for basketball. We got a lot more to dive in. Substates coming soon. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas life, I'm dedicated to serving our needs financially. Looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we are foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Boz, it's our favorite segment of the week. Was your team doing the rocking, or
was your team getting rocked?
We're back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey, everybody.
And we've got Ray Penning, Kurt Kilman. We joined momentarily by Joseph Curry down at Care Country as their game just went final here tonight in a tight one that we'll give you that score here in just a second. But a great night of basketball. Final regular season Friday, Boz. And we briefly mentioned that in the first opening segment of the night. But, man, when you look back on it, you mentioned earlier about 4 months ago, we were wrapping up football, awesome state championships for some teams, and deep runs in the playoffs, and going, all right, now we're going to shift over into basketball. It's just, I don't know if it's because of the weather that we've had and the cancellations, the postponements, the shifting of things around, but I feel like this has really snuck up on us.
It has, and here's what's funny. From our seat right here, it has gone terribly fast. If we would probably call some of the players and coaches on the teams we covered, they would say, oh, my gosh, this has been a long stretch, because it is. It's tough. You've heard me say it before. It is a grind from January through February.
Yeah.
We get to come in on once a week on on a Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, don't downplay it. I mean,
well,
yeah.
I'm just saying that's how it goes so fast for us, because we're a week at a time, one day a week.
Sure.
These players, these coaches, it is tough. Tuesday, Friday games, makeup games, practice. It's a long stretch for them. So I'm sure they would probably disagree that it's gone really fast.
Yeah, and this is the thing, too. When you get in these final 2 weeks, like what we've had recently anyway, it was not just a week and a half ago where teams were playing three or four games in a week to make up from games in January.
Oh,
and then
hard.
This week, you once again are trying to scramble with cancellation, weather, snow, cold, everything like that, to the point some of these teams are not getting 20 games in before the regular season's over for the KSHSAA bracketing system for substate.
It can hurt you.
And it can.
It can.
Absolutely can. For teams like a St. Mary's, your dark horse that you picked to make it to a deep state tournament run, that one loss or that one game they can't make up in time is actually going to help them.
Yeah.
They have a higher winning percentage because they played one less game.
Yeah.
It's 6-1, half dozen another, I'm sure, for certain teams that are on the positive side of it, like St. Mary's. They're excited. Okay, sure. Yeah, whatever. But the teams that maybe needed one more game to try and get themselves into a better position for a substate, it sucks. And there's no other way for me to put it other than that, because we got a ton of games on Monday and Tuesday next week still yet to be played for 3-1A teams that won't count.
Yeah, and I remember several years ago when I was coaching, we were in a situation where we really needed that extra game. We were tied up with some other teams, and that one game, had we won or had an opportunity to play it and won that game, we would have jumped three spots that fast. So it can hurt you. It can help you. It just depends kind of where you're at. But, man, the weather, it's been crazy.
It has been. And I said 3-1A, and I want to take that back briefly here, because 1A already is starting next week. So it didn't matter if they got these games in before Monday. But the regular season games for 3A teams and 2A teams next week don't have any implication on their substate. Games that were played tonight, boom. Now we know, for the most part, what it's going to look like. We're hoping in the next half hour or so to have everything updated so we can kind of give a preview before we get the finalization of the brackets where we think people will be placed at going into substate. But we already know 1A D2. We already know 1A D1. All 1A classes have already been decided, and brackets were sent out earlier this week. And then 4A is the only classification that games next week still do matter for them. Boss, I don't know if you looked this up or not, but there's some 4A teams like Atchison, in the likes of 4A, they still have four games to be played between now and the end of the regular season that will be able to be counted for. And so that's going to be an absolute ramrod job trying to get all those games in because they matter so much.
Yeah, it is. And it's tough when you get down to this point and you're trying to cram all those games in at once. Your bodies are worn out to begin with. Instead of playing two games, now you're playing three, potentially four. It just gets really, really hard when the weather throws these wrinkles in there, and we got to have school cancellations and makeups, and it just throws out everything out of whack.
I mean, in specific, we mentioned Atchison. The Phoenix, they play tomorrow against Topeka Highland Park. Then they've got a couple KC schools in Washington and Schlegel to wrap up their regular season. Those are huge games for them. We'll break everything down here in just a little bit. But, Boz, people at home, people listening, people who are driving right now, they want to know scores of what happened tonight, buddy.
Okay. We're going to start with the boys this time, just so I can mainly tell you what scores we need. But here's what we have so far. Frankfort, they get the win against Lynn at 50-45. Valley Falls, this was a close game. Last time I saw it on the channel, on the Cobra channel, it was 50-50. Late in the fourth, Valley Falls, they come away with the win, 59-52.
Mm-hmm.
Overtime game at Troy tonight.
Extra.
Troy gets the 6-point win over Horton, 69-63.
Huge.
JCN, they defeat ACCHS 41-39. Big time win. Nemaha Central hits the road to Concordia. They defeat Concordia 53-50. Valley Heights, they get the win over Onega 55-23. Another really big game here. St. Mary's, 15-point win for them tonight over Silver Lake, 69-54. And Holton, big win for them as well. Buzzer beater, Holton gets the win 50-48 over Sabetha.
Okay.
Those are the guys' scores that we got. We need Pleasant Ridge at Oskaloosa, McClouth at Marhill Mount Academy, Centralia at Blue Valley, Clifton Clyde at Axtell, Washington County at Donovan West, Hiawatha at Riverside. I got a text. That game is just still running late.
Yep.
Royal Valley at Perry LeCompton, and Rossville at Riley County.
All right, before we get to the girls' side, Buzz, I want to make another point. Again, we're going to do this throughout the night because of the ramifications of games. You mentioned Horton falling in overtime to Troy, right?
Did. True story.
True story. Valley, you talk about Valley Falls. Tight game late in the fourth quarter. Survive in advance. Is that actually a text I got from somebody with Valley Falls? Had those games flipped, Horton would be the 2. Valley Falls would be the 3 or the 4. Since Valley Falls won and Horton lost, Horton's the 3, Valley Falls the 2 as it stands right now. Mind you, Valley Falls season is complete at 15-4. Horton complete at 14-6. Wabunsee at 14-6. Those two games, the way that they ended tonight, flipped those two to where now Valley Falls will be the high seed on their side of the sub-state.
Yeah, yeah.
They will be seeded the 2nd in this sub-state regional, and as a result will now be the technical 1 on their side of the bracket. They could have been the 3 on the same side as Horton.
On the 1, yeah.
But not as the top seed on that side. That's how crazy, when we're talking the final Friday of the regular season, how all these games truly matter.
And here's what's interesting. We talked about this at the beginning of the season, a new format and how things could shake up. And, you know, talking throughout the week, you hear people say, yeah, it ain't a big deal. It's not a big deal. It ain't going to make a big difference. And it does. And now you're seeing it right now. That is a big, big deal. You're shooting for, obviously you want to be the 1 seed, you separate yourself from other quality teams, but if you're the 2, you want to stay away from the 1, you get on the other side of the bracket, you got an opportunity to get through your bracket, get to state, makes a big difference.
And I'll tell you, just for our area, I mean, again, that regional, we're going to break it down here in just a little bit. Again, we're going to go to way more depth than what we're talking about right now, but just a quick little highlight of it. Marhill is the top dog. Okay, NEKL champion on the guy's side, and just top seed, and we got Ray Penning fist pumping over there across the way. His Ravens, great job this year. But Valley Falls and Horton, they avoid being in the same sub-state as Marhill Mount Academy, which means opportunities knocking for multiple local teams to come out of these two sub-states. As a result, it's again, I love this new format. We'll dive more deeper into it in a little bit, Boz, but we need the girls' scores.
All right, let's get to the girls' scores. Tonight, Oskaloosa, they defeat Pleasant Ridge 54-39. Lynn gets the win against Frankfort 52-39. Jackson Heights victorious over Valley Falls 56-40. Centralia, they defeat Blue Valley 60-24. Troy gets the win over Horton 61-43.
And before you move on, just a quick note about the Troy girls.
Okay.
Every single league game this year, double digit win.
Really?
Every single game in league in the NEKL. First year of the NEKL for Troy.
Yeah.
First year in the league, dominate the girls' side, win the NEKL title, and win every single game by double digits.
I was not aware of that, but I am aware of the fact that Troy girls are no joke.
Look out.
They are rock solid, and we're going to talk about that when we get to the bracket sub-state, because I'm excited about that one as well.
No doubt.
ACCHS, they defeat JCN 51-42. Clifton Clyde gets the victory over Axtell 54-45. D West. That's my team. Another dark horse team. We haven't talked a lot about that. I don't know why.
What, the dark horses?
Yeah, my dark horse. We haven't talked a lot about D West girls.
It's your dark horse, dude.
I know.
Talk about
them. My fault, I guess.
It is. There's nobody but you.
I guess.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
I don't know. Something's going on.
Who's the
we? Hey, you're on the show with me. You're on the mic, too, so you get blamed as well. Donovan West, they get the win tonight, 52-47. They're 14-5 on the season, which is good.
Yes.
It's a
not bad.
We say this a lot. They're ranked in state.
Yes.
But here's the thing. The league, oh, my gosh. We talk about this
TVL
all the time. The TVL is so good. They're so stacked. A 14-5 record, and you don't get talked about a whole lot. That's my fault. My apologies, Coach Perry Smith, if he happens to be listening. I still love you.
Don't at him.
Don't do that. But we need to talk more about D West. We're going to get to that on the sub-state bracket here in a minute.
I did.
Okay. Hiawatha, they defeat Riverside 50-45. Nemaha Central gets the win against Concordia 57-38.
The short trip that you said they took?
They took a little trip west. Valley Heights, they defeat Onega 71-30.
Burger!
That is a burger. That's the only one I think we got only burger so far. Royal Valley, they get the win against Perry LeCompton 56-20. Rossville, they defeat Riley County 45. That is a big win, too. Riley
Huge.
County was undefeated in the
in
Big
league.
East.
Yep.
And Rossville knocks them off tonight. Big time win for them. Silver Lake, they defeat St. Mary's 60-37. I know we got more to talk about here, but that to me is another big win. Silver Lake, with that dominant win over St. Mary's, kind of establishes, not that, like they weren't before, but they just don't mess around. St. Mary's has got a really good team. Hayden Heim, we talked about him last week. Isabella Herla.
Yep.
I mean, they got some players.
Got some girls, man.
They were 10-8 coming into tonight, but Silver Lake just really took it to St. Mary's with that win. Holton, they defeated Sabetha tonight 55-27.
Okay. What do we need?
One score. McClouth at Mar Hill Mount Academy.
Okay, and then on the guys' side, we need any more scores yet?
Yes, we need a bunch still on the guys' side. I got some scores pouring in here.
Yep.
Centralia, they defeat Blue Valley.
Okay.
64-52. So we got that one.
Not quite a burger though.
Not quite. Axtell, they defeat Clifton Clyde 70
burger
to 60.
Come on, give me that screech, that eagle screech.
I don't have that in
come
my,
on, you got it in the repertoire. There you go. There
something
you go.
Like, something like that. I don't know.
The dying cat. But
I like
yeah.
yours. I like yours better. Let's see. We got another score just came in. Donovan West. They defeated Washington County.
My dark horse.
49-37.
Come on with it, Mustangs.
Getting scores coming in. I like it. So we only need maybe four or five more. We need Pleasant Ridge at Oskaloosa, McClouth at Mar Hill Mount Academy, Hiawatha at Riverside, Royal Valley at Perry LeCompton, and Rossville at Riley County.
Okay, those are the scores that we need. If you got them for us, feed them in. We need them on the chat. We need them on the phone line. Boz, what's that phone number, buddy?
785-547-3461.
Axtell Eagles, give me that screech one more time.
I'm not doing it
give
again.
Me, come on.
I'm not doing,
come
I'm not
on.
Doing it.
All right. Eagles, TVL boys champions as well. On the guys' side, so congratulations to the Eagles. Boz won't do the screech for you again, I'm sorry, but
I don't want to hear that screech.
Rewind it if you're on Facebook Live about a minute and a half, and you'll hear the amazing dying cat of Boz trying to do
it. Yeah,
it
wasn't
screech.
It was not a – I don't even know how to do that. I don't know.
All right, give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. Talk about your team. Talk about who was great. Individually, we've got the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominations that are pouring in right now. We could always use some more. It's the final regular season Friday here for this season, and we've got a lot going on, good energy going on here tonight. A lot of good teams, a lot of good games. Give your chance to talk about one of the kids that did great. Or, again, I mean, we got officials that call in. We've got coaches call in. I mean, just call in, and you can talk about your squad and maybe what stuck out to you tonight. The folks at home would love to hear from you. That phone number, again, is 785-547-3461. Giant Communications, Giant Mobile, active now. $30 per line per month gets you the nation's most reliable network here on your cell plan, just $30 a month, and pair that with $50 for up to a gig. So pair those two together, Boz, you get $80 for your cell phone and home Wi-Fi with Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net to learn more. You heard this game on 103.9, also on 92.1. It was Sabetha at Holton, Big East rivalry in Holton tonight. Justin Fluke had the call on also the Holton channel.
It was senior night for the Holton Wildcats, and they would get the sweep over visiting Sabetha as the Holton girls led 15-5 after one quarter and added to their lead throughout the night en route to a 55-27 win. Holton got 15 points from senior Brooke Wilcott, 14 from senior Elizabeth Schuster, and 10 from senior Kaya Taylor, improving their record to 10-9 on the season. Sabetha dropped to 3-16 with the loss. They were led by Paxton Michael with 14 points and Kira Kime with 9. Both girls hit 3 3-point baskets in the loss. In the boys' game, neither team ever had a double-digit lead. It was tightly contested, but some highs and lows. Holton led by 5 at the end of a quarter. Sabetha led by 4 points at halftime. Holton was down 8 in the third quarter, but came back to take a 37-35 lead, then hit a 3-point basket early in the fourth, and they had a 7-point advantage. But Sabetha would go on a 10-0 run, all fueled by Kyler Winger and Mitchell Kramer. Blue Jays went ahead 48-45. Holton then would get a tying basket as they tie the score at 48-all on a 3-pointer by Carrick DeDonder. With 6 seconds left, Sabetha picks up a charge call on the offensive end, and then Holton comes down, a deep 3-point shot missed, but rebounding the basketball and getting a putback as time expired was Holton's senior, Logan Altenberg. His only points of the game and one of just a few baskets all season, but he was in as Bodie Dillon had fouled out in the final 40 seconds, and that was the walk-off victory for Holton, 50-48. Holton was led by Luke Lassie with 14 points and 11 each for Carrick DeDonder and Corbin Fox as the Wildcat boys snap a 5-game losing streak and improved to 6-13 on the year. Sabetha had won 3 in a row. Tough loss for the Blue Jays, who got 18 from Kyler Winger and Mitchell Kramer, adding 14 points. But Sabetha now 11-8. After the defeat, Sabetha will wrap up the regular season Monday at Nemaw Central. Holton will wrap up the regular season Tuesday night at Royal Valley. Again, it was senior night and 2 Wildcat wins as the Holton girls beat Sabetha 55-27, and the Holton boys with the Logan Altenberg putback at the buzzer win it 50-48. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Fluke, thank you very much for that recap. An exciting night if you're a Holton Wildcat as they get a sweep over rival Sabetha tonight, and just heartbreak if you're Sabetha on a last-second buzzer beater there tonight. How about we go and check in with old Tom Couch, who love listening to his recaps every single week. He had JCN at ACCHS tonight on Hot Country 93.7. Tom?
Well, we enjoyed the trifecta tonight. In Effingham, Kansas, we had recognition. It was senior night, and all of the seniors from the winter sports and activities were recognized. We had nostalgia as the team members from the 94 state championship and 95 state runner-up teams were on hand to be recognized. And, of course, we had the celebration of the final game of the regular season and a near huge win for the Tigers in the guys' game. But let's start first with the ladies' contest as ACCHS took a 51-42 win over Jefferson County North. The Lady Tigers pick up double-digit wins. They go to 10-10, 7-6 in the conference. JCN goes to 7-12 and 5-7. How about a great game tonight for Corey Wagner? 20 points for the Lady Tigers, and Kinsey Bowerly had 19. For JCN, Lucy Noel, the player in double figures, had 12. In the second game of the night, ACCHS came in with that kind of a senior night magic. They only trailed 2-0 in the first half a minute of the game, and then they ended up dropping it in the last 3 seconds. It was JCN winning 41-39. The Tigers could not have been more excited, could not have battled harder, could not have thrilled the crowd more than they did, but come up just a little bit short in spite of 9 points from both Ben Henke and Nate Ohm as ACCHS wraps up their season. As for JCN, 14 for Andy Baker and 11 for Rex Furman paced the way. JCN now 4-16 of the season and 3-10 in the conference. So getting down in Effingham, it was a big night, all the excitement you could use, and a split. Lady Tigers winning game one, Jeff North guys winning game two. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap as well. That's the only recaps we've got tonight, Barnes. We had a simulcast on Kansaland and then the game down there at Care Country Channel Games. Not able to do all of them because of different reasons for connectivity and stuff. And heck, one game I think still going on, Hiawatha Riverside, still going on. So we'll hope to have that final coming here in just a minute. But before we go to our next break, Buzz, It was brought to our attention again about, you know, with Axtell winning, they are now the TVL boys champions. But I figured let's give some love out right now for the league champions in our area for this season.
All right, let's start with the girls. League champs from the TVL, the Centralia girls, led wire to wire from the NEKL, the Troy girls. We just mentioned a little bit ago, they are no joke. Another team that's no joke, Big East champs, the Riley County girls. On the boys' side of things, Jake just mentioned Axtell boys, champions of the TVL, Mar Hill, Mount Academy, the NEKL champs, and the Nemaha Central boys. They rolled through the Big East, and they are the champions of that league.
All right, so those are your league champions from our area. Congratulations to local teams. But, hey, season's not over yet. We're going to dive into more details of what's coming up for these area teams. Sub-state action. Some people have regular season games. We'll talk briefly about those as well. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Friday. The vibes are great, Boz. Let's keep them going. After this timeout, we'll talk more scores in sub-state. After this, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
They're playing all around the world. To the beach.
Boz, what are they playing?
They're playing basketball.
know. This is so, so gas.
We know they're playing some basketball, whether it's to the beach, whether it's to the local Northeast Kansas, man. We're all trying to get to state.
That's right.
This final Friday of the regular season. So much on the line tonight. We're breaking it all down here. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz.
Hey.
Boz. And we've got Kurt Kilman, also Ray Penning, and down at Care Country, Mr. Joseph Curry as well. Still a game in progress right now in Donovan County. Hiawatha Riverside, way delayed tonight, but Boz, you got other scores. Why don't we get into those?
All right, we're going to start out with the girls. Oskaloosa, they get the win against Pleasant Ridge, 54-39. Lynn defeats Frankfort, 52-39. Jackson Heights victorious over Valley Falls, 56-40. Centralia, they defeat Blue Valley, 60-24. Troy with the win over Horton tonight, 61-43. ACCHS, they defeat JCN, 51-42. Clifton Clyde, they get the win over Axtell, 54-45. Donovan West victorious over Washington County tonight, 52-47. Hiawatha gets the win over Riverside, 50-45. Nemaha Central, they defeat Concordia, 57-38. Valley Heights, they get the win over Onega, 71-30.
Burger!
There's a burger right there. Royal Valley, they get the win over Perry LeCompton, 56-20. Rossville, they defeat Riley County, 45-38. Silver Lake, big win for them tonight over St. Mary's, 60-37. And Holton, victorious over Sabetha, 55-27.
All right.
Still need the one score, McClouth at Mar Hill Mount Academy. That's the only one we're missing on the girls' side. On to the boys tonight. We're going to start out with a double-double right here, Jake. Mar Hill,
oh,
Mount Academy,
okay,
defeats McClouth 83-34.
That's a double-double burger.
Yeah, buddy.
Where's Ray Penning at? Why, there he is, the fist pumping.
Surprised he's not jumping up and down with that score. Frankfort victorious over Lynn, 50-45. Valley Heights, close ball game here against Jackson Heights. Valley Falls gets the win, 59-52. Centralia victorious over Blue Valley, 64-52. Overtime victory tonight for Troy. Big time battle here.
Huge.
Against Horton. Troy gets the win 69-63. JCN, this one bites a little bit here. JCN victorious over ACCHS.
Okay.
Congrats, JCN. But Atchison County,
uh-huh,
opportunity for their first win of the season, 2 points shy.
Oh.
Couldn't quite get it done. So JCN gets the win, 41-39.
Big ups to the Chargers for getting it done. But, yeah, that man, that does kind of bite just a little
just
bit.
So close. Axtell drops a 70 burger tonight.
Give me that screech, Boz.
I can't do it.
All right,
we got
a burger.
Why don't you have it ready to go?
Well, because.
You're failing.
I enjoy your screech way better than the one that Shaughnessy sent us back in football.
I might need to work on that off the air real quick and see if I can come up with some sort of screech.
Doesn't sound like a dying cat.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
All right.
Axtell, they defeat Clifton Clyde 70-60. Donovan West, they get the win over Washington County 49-37. Nemaha Central, 3-point win tonight over Concordia. I talked to a guy earlier this week, said Concordia is having a really good season.
Yeah.
I don't have their record here, but
right.
Nemaha Central gets the win on the road 53-50. Valley Heights, they defeat Onega 55-23. Perry LeCompton, they get the win over Royal Valley 46-36. 2-point victory tonight for Rossville over Riley County 63-61. St. Mary's, they get the win over Silver Lake 69-54.
That's your dark horse.
That is, I'm telling you. I'm confident here. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Early on, St. Mary's, they were a little up and down, like a little inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of, I say it, they're 15-4. So how inconsistent can you be?
I mean.
But I'm really confident, though, this team. They're playing really good right now. They shot the ball really well
I
tonight.
Think you're just trying to justify because there's been a lot of people giving you some flack for your dark horse picks because they're like, how can you pick them as dark horses because they had great seasons a year ago?
I defined that.
You did.
Early in the season. It wasn't a cop-out. I just, you know, sometimes those teams, I mean, they get a little bit of talk, but they're at the top of the pack, and so they're just there. I want to make sure they get some love. It's a good basketball team, so that was my dark horse. Don't just ease up. And the last score on the guy's side, Holton. They get a two-point win on a buzzer beater. Mr. Logan Altenberg got the putback for the two-point win, 50-48.
And go over to our league champions once again. For those maybe just joining us, we said it before we went to our last break, but we got all league champions for our area here in Northeast Kansas, my friend.
We do. On the girls' side, TVL champs Centralia. They've had a heck of a season.
You got a panther growl?
I don't.
Okay. All right. Keep going.
Hey, why don't you, instead of throwing it to me, why don't you come up with a mascot growl?
The folks
will
love it whenever you do it.
No, they don't.
They do.
That's where you're wrong. From the NEKL on the girls' side, Troy, NEKL champs, and the Riley County girls' champs of the Big East League.
All right. And then how about the guys' side?
On the guys, from the TVL, Axtell. Axtell boys, there it is. That is way better than my interpretation. I love it. Yes, so Axtell boys, TVL champs from the NEKL Mar Hill Mount Academy, and from the Big East, Nemaha Central.
All right, thunder roll. You going to give me like a thunder clap?
Nope.
Something like that.
Okay. That was kind of funny.
Man, as if we don't have enough fun, you know.
I know.
Already, you know, people ask, they ask me a lot, is, do you and Boz get paid for doing this? I mean, yeah, we do,
sure.
But we have fun with it. Not many people want to stay up till 11:30 midnight every single Friday night.
We got to,
you know,
do something to keep people on.
That's listening. Right. So you got to have a little bit of fun with it. Have some fun with it for sure. We got to get to another break here in just a second. But before we do that, Boz, I want to know where we are at with our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees for the final regular season Friday.
I'm just saying I need more.
Okay.
More. We got a good list going, but I know there's more out there. So call in and give us some. Put it in the Facebook feed. We need some more nominees. Here's what we got so far from Holton, Brooke Wilcott. She had 15 points tonight. Also from Holton, Elizabeth Schuster, she had 14 points. From Sabetha, Paxton Michael finished the night with 14 points. Corey Wagner from ACCHS, she had 20 tonight. And a name we're familiar with, Kinsey Bowerly, also from ACCHS, she had 19 points on the night.
Okay.
Another name we're familiar with from Troy, Harper Wettstein.
We're familiar with Harper?
We're a little familiar. If you're unless you're sleeping under a rock or something in Northeast Kansas, you know who this young lady is.
Yes.
She had 29 points tonight.
Okay.
And here's what's cool about this. Troy is so good, and Harper Wettstein's so good. A lot of teams try to game plan how to slow her down.
Yeah.
So they'll throw a box in one, do whatever they can to try to slow her down. She still had 29 points. Against those kind of defenses.
Fighting G's tonight.
And
dark horse team.
And here's the thing. I love that because I know Coach Sorensen.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
old school.
Oh, yeah.
He probably pulled out the folder from the last 40 years. Like, all right, here's a defense. We're going to roll it at Harper Wettstein.
From 1979.
This worked 20 years ago. We're going to do it again. I know he had a big bag of tricks to throw at her, but she still had 29. And just a little little side note. Last night they played.
Sure. Okay.
She had 36 last night.
Ooh. Ooh.
So, yeah, big night for Harper Wettstein.
Stay hot, kids. Stay hot.
Two nights. That's all we got on the girls, so I need some more on the girls' side. On the boys' side.
All right.
Logan Altenberg from Holton. You
heard
us talk a little bit about him tonight. And this is what's really cool. He only had 2 points tonight.
Okay.
A lot of times we get whoever scores the most. Not tonight. Logan Altenberg, a senior. Gets the putback for the win for his team over Sabetha. So absolutely love that he got a nomination tonight.
Well, another reason why he's on that list, I mean, is the fact that, you know, you kind of talked about him in the opening of our show. You know, he's kind of one of those kids that is a do-everything kid that doesn't show up in a box score.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
He's a role guy.
Role player.
He knows what his role is. He's a high-energy defensive player. He's not going to score a ton of points. So for him to get a game-winning shot on senior night, come on.
Yeah.
Big time.
All right.
Also for the boys, Kyle Winger from Sabetha had 18 points. Drake Melly's big night for him from Jackson Heights, 30 points on the night.
I mean, individual shooting 30, I mean, is that a burger?
You know, we haven't talked about
that. We haven't talked about that all year because we've had kids go for 50. We had a local kid over in Marysville go for 64.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost a team burger.
Maybe we need to figure that out.
Yeah,
like there's team burgers and individual burgers. I don't know. We'll figure that out.
All right.
Also, for a game ball on the boys' side, Andy Baker from JCN, he had 14 points tonight.
Okay, so we need some more nominees then, Bob.
We do, for sure.
You guys can put that nomination in the chat, or you can give us a call. Yes, sir.
Hold the phone.
Hold the phone.
We got a couple nominees right here just waiting for us. Ronnie Baker from Perry.
Okay.
He had 14 points tonight. And on the girls' side, Lucy Knoll.
Okay.
JCN, she had 12 points.
All right. So, Boz, those two came in on the phone line. Boz, what's the phone number so they can continue to call in and give us some more nominees?
Let's go. Call us up 785-547-3461.
Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. Make sure you call it up and visit giantcomm.net to learn more how you can have the nation's most reliable network on your cell phone plan. Just $30 a month per line gets you a phone plan with the nation's most reliable network. Pair that up with the area's best home internet connectivity as well, with most reliable Giant Communications, for $50 a month, up to a gigabit of network per gigabits per second, and $80, Boz, gets you both of those with Giant Communications. Again, online at giantcomm.net. We got to get to our next timeout. We come back, Boz, it's time to break down some seedings, some brackets. Substate is ever so close. We've also got another round of regional wrestling. We'll break down just a little bit of that. Looking forward to tomorrow, Council Grove and Tongi, the sites for our local grapplers on the guys' side this week. And Boz will give you a little bit of insight of what we saw last week from the girls' side.
Yep.
As well. It's all coming up on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Stick with us.
Meet Jason Ronnenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronnenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rolling on here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Bonds, we're crazy in love with this basketball game, I'm telling you. Our local school is just balling out, man, and we're just a few weeks away from some of these teams making it to a state tournament where banners have an opportunity to be hung up, and we've got a lot of local teams vying for that opportunity. What are you looking for?
Somebody took my score sheet.
Oh, you sound like a lost puppy.
I know. I'm a little panic mode
here. All right. Well, I'll let you go try and find your score sheet here as we continue to move on here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're listening in on 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha or on 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca. Or maybe you're listening in on 93.7 FM KAIR Horton Atchison as well. Or you're engaging with us here on Facebook Live as well. We're glad that you're hanging out with Jake and Boz. We've got Ray Penning still here in studio, as well as Joseph Curry down at Care Country as well. Great night here this evening of great basketball. Boz, we've got pretty much every single – well, no, I can't say pretty much. We've got every game except for the one that's still going on to our knowledge,
yeah,
and that's Riverside Hiawatha. And that, again, we got told that it is getting it was a delay because JV games took a little bit long. It went into overtime in the JV games. And so big ups. You want those kids still getting, you know, getting some time and making sure they get everything they're supposed to get as well. So
absolutely.
Anyway, with that being said, Boz, we got to get scores once again.
All right. Last time for the scores tonight on the girls' side. Oskaloosa, they defeat Pleasant Ridge 54-39. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they get the win against McLeod 45-16. Lynn defeats Frankfort 52-39. Valley Falls falls tonight, actually, to Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights gets a win 56-40. Centralia, they defeat Blue Valley 60-24. Troy gets the win over Horton 61-43. ACCHS, they defeat JCN 51-42. Clifton Clyde victorious over Axtell 54-45. Donovan West gets the win against Washington County 52-47. Hiawatha, they defeat Riverside 50-45. Nemaha Central, it's a big win for them over Concordia 57-38. Valley Heights, they defeat Onega 71-30. Royal Valley,
that's a burger.
It is a burger. Royal Valley gets the win over Parler Compton 56-20. Rossville, they defeat Riley County 45-38. Silver Lake, all over St. Mary's tonight 60-37. And Holton, they get the win over Sabetha 55-27. All the girls' scores. We got every single one of them. On the boys' side, we're almost done with the boys, except for the game that Jake just mentioned, Hiawatha at Riverside. So we'll get that one here in a little bit. Here's what we have so far. Oskaloosa, they get the win over Pleasant Ridge 54-45. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, all over McLeod 83-34.
Double burger.
Double. Frankfort gets the win against Lynn, 50-45. Valley Falls, close game late in this one. Valley Falls gets the win over Jackson Heights, 59-52. Really good game there. Centralia, they defeat Blue Valley, 64-52. Troy, another close game. Overtime win for Troy.
Extra basketball.
69-63. JCN, two-point victory over ACCHS tonight, 41-39. Axtell gets the win over Clifton Clyde, 70-60.
That's a burger.
Another burger with the screech even. Way to be on time with that, right?
Hey.
Johnny on the spot.
I'm just sick and tired of you not doing the screech, I gotta pull it up.
Can't do it. Donovan West, they get the win over Washington County, 49-37.
Big win.
Big win for them. Nemaha Central, another big win. They defeat Concordia, 53-50. Valley Heights defeats Onega 55-23. Parla Compton, they get the win against Royal Valley 46-36. 2-point victory for Rossville, 63-61. Rossville defeats Riley County. St. Mary's, they get the win over Silver Lake, 69-54. And Holton, 2-point win over Sabetha, 50-48.
All right, we just need one score left on the guys' side. That's Hiawatha at Riverside. And this happened to me last week, too.
I know. What's going on?
I got hit with the hiccups mid-show. So you might have to take over.
Grab some water.
Man, I need You got any tips at home?
Oh, there's lots of hiccup theories out there.
You gonna scare me?
I can do that. I scare you quite often.
Maybe
we'll do that.
Let's roll right into our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees of the night we have so far. We need some more as well. What do we got?
On the girls' side, Brooke Wilcott from Holton. She finished the night with 15 points. Also from Holton, Elizabeth Schuster, she had 14 tonight. Paxton Michael from Sabetha, she had 14 points. Corey Wagner from ACCHS, she had a big night with 20 points tonight. Also from ACCHS, Kinsey Bowerly, she had 19 points. Harper Wettstein from Troy, 29 points tonight. Just a little side note, last night they played, she had 36 in that game as well. Lucy Noel from JCN, she had 12 points tonight. That's what we have for the girls. We need some folks to call in. Give us some more nominees on the girls' side. On the boys' side, Logan Altenberg from Holton. And if you're just listening in for the first time, this might shock you. He had 2 points. Not a big night for him, but he had the game-winning putback. He's a senior on senior night. Comes up big for his team. Kyle Winger from Sabetha. He had 18 points tonight. Drake Mellies balled out from Jackson Heights. Young man had 30 points tonight. Andy Baker from JCN, he finished with 14 tonight. And Ronnie Baker from Perry-Lecompton, he had 14 points as well.
All right, those are our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. Didn't hear anybody on that list that you want on there? You better give us a call or throw it in the Facebook chat. And I just pulled it up as well. On the Holton channel, you can see that clip of what Boz just mentioned. Logan Altenberg tonight, just 2 points. He's on the list because at a last-second putback, excuse me, a rebound off of a missed three right before time expires to get that win.
That's even better. Offensive rebound. And, hey,
it goes to what you said.
Just from a perspective, like I said, he's a hustle kid. He just does what has to be done. He gets the putback. Yeah, if you can go back and watch this clip, that's what it's all about. Just team super excited. Obviously, they win the game, but I love to see them all jumping around, Logan, and that's really cool.
All right, so those are our nominees for tonight. Again, give us a call. Boz, what's that phone number?
785-547-3461.
Giant Communications Hotline's open for you. If you give us a shout, nominate somebody that you don't hear on that list. Again, Giant Mobile is active now. Just $30 per line per month gets you the nation's most reliable network for your cell phone plan. Visit giantcomm.net to learn more. All right, Boz, as we were preparing for this, we've got a lot to get through here on this during this next segment, and that is sub-state time, my friend.
It's here.
We will know all of 2A and 3A tomorrow. Brackets will be released. We've got updates of everything coming through right now, so we can give you best to our knowledge of where we think teams will be at. But we'll start with what the brackets we know for sure in the Class 1A rankings. 1A Division 2 on the girls' side. Boz, I'll let you go ahead and start breaking that one down.
Yeah, so again, different format here. Two different sides of the sub-state. Hanover, they get the one seed coming into it at 16-2. On the same side of that bracket, we've got Axtell. And Axtell's been playing really good basketball. We're talking about the girls here. They're 10-9 coming into sub-state, but that's a team that's kind of hot right now. So they're going to be on the same side of the bracket. Axtell will play... if they would happen to beat, they play Natoma. Natoma got the 12 seed, 2-16. Good chance for Axtell to advance. They would face Scandia, Pike Valley, who's 12-7.
Yeah.
And then Hanover, they're going to get the winner of Almena, Northern Valley, and Tescott.
Okay. And the reason why I sighed right there was because Axtell should, or if they would have gotten the 6 seed, Boz, opposite sub-state of Hanover, one of the top-ranked teams in 1A D2, 16-2. They've played each other a few times already this season. That's why I deep-sighed like that. Man, just one seed away from going down to that 6 seed. That's a difference of 4 games.
And here's what's so crazy about this. When you look at the bracket, the number two seed is Lynn at 12-6. And then you've got Beloit, St. John's, Tipton, 12-6. If that would have flip-flopped just a little, Axtell would have been sitting right there. They're at 10-9.
Yeah.
So that's just the way the cookie crumbles, the way things pan out. If they want to get to a state tournament, what do we always say? You want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Correct.
So if Axtell wants a shot, they got to beat Hanover. But Hanover is a machine.
Keep in mind, Axtell took Hanover to overtime not just 2 weeks ago in their most recent game this season. And so, again, just you mentioned it, Coach Brockstrom's got those girls playing so well right now that, you know, you got to roll that ball out there. They got to get past Natoma first and then Pike Valley. But it looks like it could be a crash course for a TVO battle for a chance at state in 1A Division II on the girls' side. All right, let's go up one class, Boz. Go to 1A Division I.
And this is where it's just stacked with TVL teams. Centralia comes in at the one seed, had a perfect season. They're 18-0. They get the bye in the first round. Also on that side of the bracket, Onega. They're going to play Rural Vista. Onega's 7-10, Rural Vista 7-12. Onega got the 8 seed.
Keep in mind, these brackets were before updated tonight, and so those records are updated now, but the seeding had already happened.
Yeah, seedings are set. This was the
official record
before tonight. That's correct. Yes. So Onega, if they want to advance and have a shot at Centralia, they'll have to defeat Rural Vista. Also on that side, the bracket at a 4 seed, Clifton Clyde, as again, coming into tonight, 14-4 on the season. They will face off against Lawrence Bishop Seabury Academy. They got the 13 seed. They are 0-11, which I don't know how that works out. Only played 11 games, as I'm just kind of looking through that.
Well, when you look at it again, it's that what games were to the point when the season technically ended for them. They ended up getting – they had two more games, but when you have all these cancellations, they weren't able to make up a lot of them.
Yeah.
But this is a Seabury team, Boz, that you mentioned they're now 0-13 overall. But just a real struggle for them this season. They have not scored more than 15 points in a ball game this
year. Yeah, so Clifton Clyde, good opportunity for them to advance as the 4 seed. Frankfurt, they come
TVL
on
battle.
That same side of the bracket. They're the 12 seed. They will play Washington County. Frankfurt comes in at 4-15, and Washington County, when these brackets came out, was 10-7.
Could be a very heavy TVL semifinal.
Absolutely, it could. And then on the other side of the bracket, team we talked about a little bit ago, Troy. This is why I said I was excited about this. We talked about it early in the season,
mm-hmm.
how so many times in the past, top-ranked state or teams in-state go to the same sub-state. They
yep.
knock each other out. They don't have an opportunity to advance to a state tournament. This is why I love the new format. Troy gets the 2 seed. They're opposite Centralia. Troy has, I knock on wood, it's not ever a guaranteed deal, but they've got a really good opportunity here as the 2 seed on the other side of the bracket, 16-1 before tonight, so they get the bye. They would face off Randolph-Blue Valley, has to play Lincoln. Randolph-Blue Valley was the 7 seed. Lincoln High School is the 10 seed, so Troy will face off against the winner of that game.
A really good bracket, though.
Yes.
For Troy. And, you know, you and I will be in Dodge City. That's the site for this 1A Division I. And it looks very good for us to have two local teams to come from each of those sub-states right
now.
Let's
go.
All right, 1A Division I. Now on the guys' side, Boz.
All right, so on this side of the bracket, Centralia, they took the 8 seed at 11-7. They will face off against Randolph-Blue Valley. Randolph-Blue Valley was the 8 seed at 9-8. Frankfurt, they got the 5 seed at 14-6. They will play Onega, who got the 12 seed at 2-15. So, again, I mean, it can't be perfect all the time. We got two the TVL teams battling on both sides there. One of those is going to advance. If the winner of Frankfurt-Onega, they would face the winner of Lawrence Bishop Seabury and Wakefield. If Centralia or Blue Valley Randolph advance, they would play Lincoln High School, who got the 1 seed.
Yeah, so that'll be at Lincoln. The matchup between Seabury, Wakefield, and Frankfurt Onega, the highest remaining seed, would host that. That is another change as well. Is this opening round of sub-state, you will host the opening round. The higher seed remaining will host the semi, and then the championship games for both of these brackets will be played at the host site, which this host site is Centralia.
On the flip side of the bracket, we've got two teams in on this side. Let's start with Clifton Clyde. They got the 3 seed, so they're away from Lincoln on the other side of the bracket. Clifton Clyde gets the bye as the 3 seed at 13-5. They will play the winner of Rural Vista or Washington County. Rural Vista, the 6 seed, Washington County, the 11 seed.
How about that too, buddy? Because you got Clifton Clyde 13-5, Burlingame 13-5, Rural Vista 13-6.
Yep.
And that's the difference between a 2 seed and the 6 seed.
Yeah, Burlingame gets the bye as the 2 seed in this bracket. If Troy was able to beat Mankato Rock Hills, they would play Burlingame in the semifinals.
And Burlingame is a team that, my goodness, just year in, year out, they're a team that are definitely deep tournament run potential every single year. But I'll tell you this much, they run into Northeast Kansas schools year in and year out, and NEK does a great job of knocking out Burlingame, but that's a team that you definitely need to continue to look out for.
Class 1A Division 2 on the boys' side. Yep. So in the first bracket, Hanover, they get the 4 seed at 12-6. So they'll have a bye in the first round. They will play the winner of Victoria or Natoma. Victoria, the 5 seed at 11-7. Natoma, the 12 seed at 2-16. Chances are they'll play, I would think Hanover would play Victoria, but you never know.
You don't know.
Never know. The number 1 seed on that side of the bracket, Logan Palco.
Mm-hmm.
The Trojans, perfect this season at 18-0. They get the bye. So no other teams. Tescott is the 8 seed. Kensington Thunder Ridge, they would have to face off against Logan Palco in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the bracket, Axtell, they get the 2 seed.
I don't have the screech pulled up.
Oh, you're failing again tonight.
Yep, my bad.
That's right. Axtell, though, the beauty of this format, they stay away from the 1 seed, Logan Palco. Axtell comes into this 17-1 as the 2 seed. They get the bye. They would play the winner of Lynn and Lost Springs Center High School. Lynn is the 7 seed at 9-10. Lost Springs, the 10 seed at 5-13.
And Axtell has played Lynn this season, Boz, and they beat them 55-33 and 64-42 the 2 times they did face off this season. It's always tough to beat a team 3 times, though, for
sure. It is. Good opportunity, though, for Axtell to come out on top in that sub-state.
So that's 1A Division 1 and Division 2. Those brackets already set. Again, you can go to mscsports.net, check out that, and get some more information on those. We will have broadcast schedules starting to be compiled. That's the opposite. Compiled for next week as well. As we'll begin coverage of that across the MSC Radio Network as well. We got to get to our final break of the night, but when we come back, we're going to break down 2A, 3A as we know it, as it stands right now, and then also give you an update of 4A. There's still a handful of games left for 4A schools, and so they're not quite ready to have anything ready to go for that, but we've got a little bit more to get to. We'll also highlight a little bit of the regional wrestling that Boz and I covered last week. And 4A, we've got more regional wrestling to cover on the guys' side tomorrow, and then state next week as well. It's all coming up. One final segment coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're hanging out with Jake and Buzz on a Friday. Stick with us.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCON. BenConUnderground.com.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey. As always, this is our final segment here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Buzz, and Ray Penning's still here, and we also got Joseph Curry down at Care Country as well. Final segment here tonight. We just left you a little bit ago with the 1A brackets that are already set for sub-state action. Before we roll into 2A and 3A and 4A, Boz, I want to do a little bit of love for the wrestlers that we did last week. You and I covered 4A wrestling girls regional down in Paola all day long on the Holton channel. Brandon and Crendon had the 3 through 1A girls on the Sabetha channel. So if you want to go back and take in some of the action from that, you can go back on those respective channels last Saturday's coverage and watch that as well. But from what we took in, Boz, we had a lot of local schools there at the 4A regional, and there's a lot of kids that punched their tickets to the state tournament a week ago.
Yeah, there was. And here's the cool thing. I don't know wrestling really well. I love to watch wrestling.
You didn't talk much at all.
Well, part of it was you had me like trying to multitask. I'm trying to run the camera. I wanted to do good at that. And then you throw something at me and I'm focused on my job.
Truth.
So that's my excuse anyways. But the real answer is I don't know a whole lot about wrestling, but I love watching it. And the coolest thing, wrestling is just different. It is tough.
Knock down, drag out.
And the thing I like most about wrestling is it's one-on-one. You got nobody to blame. When you step on the mat, it's just you. And my son, he wrestled in junior high and loved it. And it was kind of on the fence. Am I going to play basketball in high school or wrestle? And I told him I didn't care, whatever he wanted to do. But I asked him, what is it about wrestling that you love? And he said, it's just me. It's just me against the other dude.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk out of there knowing you whipped him or you got whipped.
One of the two.
That's it. So really good, really good time, and a lot of local girls advancing the state tournament.
You can go to mscsports.net, and Brandon Tabman has got stories up from last weekend from both the 4A tournament that Boz and I were at in Paola, as well as the 3-1A tournament in Rossville. It's got all of the state qualifiers from our area, give them a little love.
Long
here.
List.
But there is a long list. Regional champion from Nemaha Central, Renee Kime. Third place, this is 100 pounds from Silver Lake, Cameron Clark. 105 pounds, Sam Hutton from Perry LeCompton took eighth. 110 pounds from Jeff West. Third place, Sophie Waters. Holton's Sophia Arredondo in fourth place. Carly Holmes in fifth from Silver Lake at 120 from Holton. Sixth place, Lexi Larson. 125, Sadie Gross from Holton. Fifth place, Riley Moeller from Silver Lake in sixth. Regional runner-up at 130 from Jeff West was Paige Vetched, as well as fifth place from Perry LeCompton, Sky Hepner, Silver Lake's McKenna Harrison, sixth, and J.C. Wheeler from Holton at eighth. 135 pounds, Ansley Bear from Holton took fourth. Maya Vetched from Jeff West took seventh, and eighth from Nemaha Central, Harper Foster. 140 pounds, the regional champion from Nemaha Central, Autumn Feldkamp. Fourth place from Holton, Kennedy Smith. 155, regional runner-up, Michaela Connor from Silver Lake. Sixth place from Jeff West, Lucy Henderson, 170 pounds. Eighth place, Kylie Carlson from Holton, 190. Regional runner-up, Marley Gilland from Holton. And regional champion at 235 from Perry LeCompton, Mia Allen is from 4A on 3-1A from 100 pounds. Fourth place from Rossville, Nora Mitchell. Centralia's Morgan Allen took seventh. And Asia Montag from Royal Valley took eighth. She's going to state as well. 105 regional runner-up from Sabetha, Avery Herman. Natasha Noor from ACCHS took fourth. Riley Potter from Rossville took fifth. Andy Wegman from Onega took sixth. 110, we got Claudia Grimm from Sabetha took fifth. Tylee Popple-Ryder from St. Mary's took eighth. 115, fourth place from Riverside. First state qualifier, Boz, in girls' school history. Congratulations to Briley Cooper from Riverside. Again, first ever qualifier in school history.
Awesome.
Eighth place from Riley County, Ariadne D. Leon, 120 pounds, regional champion. Holly Thatcher from Oskaloosa. Holly is an absolute beast, my friend. I had the privilege of covering her the last couple seasons and trying to become a state champion once again. Holly Thatcher, just an absolute animal on the mat. Fifth place from Rossville, Shyla Rizak. Eighth place from Riley County, Michaela Truesdale, 125-pound regional champion from Marhill Mounts Academy, Emma Weiss. Eighth place, Lily Weiser from Onega, 130-pound regional champion from McLeod, McKinley Daniels. Regional runner-up, Kyla Manuel from Marhill Mounts Academy. And sixth place from ACCHS, Kaylee McKee, 135 pounds, had Onega's Carmela Garcia took third. Tessa McAlexander from ACCHS took fifth at 135 pounds. 140, just one local grappler going to state, Sabetha's Naomi Pearson took third. Regional runner-up in 145 from Rossville, Madeline Wannell. Third place, Lily Perkins from McLeod. Sixth place from from Marhill Mounts Academy, Maria Peltzer. At 155 from Horton, Raquel Mant took fifth. From Riverside, Aurora Gray, so she's the second in school history to make it to state. She took sixth. And Sabetha at 170 pounds, Lola O'Neill took eighth. Regional champion from Donovan West, Layla Kunert at 190 pounds. Sabetha's Peyton Daly took sixth. And then how about this at 235, a couple local grapplers. Emerson Fordham, your regional champion from from Onega. From Royal Valley, Hannah Myers, your regional runner-up. Sabetha's Holiday Banfield took fourth, and Isabella Freeman from St. Mary's took seventh. Again, you can look all those up on mscsports.net. Tomorrow on the Holton Channel, we'll have the 4A Tonganoxie Regional for the guys. That'll be Wade Gerstner, Seth Tollison on the call for that, beginning at 9 from Tongi on the Holton Channel. Sabetha Channel will have 3-1A guys. That'll be Crindon and Brandon once again. That'll be from Council Grove on the Sabetha Channel for that. Brief little wrestling recap for you. Now let's get back into basketball, Boz. Final thing we got to really talk about before we give away our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Night is where everything's standing for Substate right now on the other classifications. We already went through 1A, but a lot to be determined still in 4A on the girls' side as it stands right now. Holton is the 11 as it stands right now in the 4A East Substate. Atchison is the 12, which means that Atchison would be in the same substate as Rock Creek. Holton would be in the same substate as Labette County. as it stands right now. Again, a lot of games left to be determined. I know that Topeka Hayden still has 3-4 games left. Eudora's got 3 games left. Atchison has got 3 games left, still on their schedule. And Holton, I believe, is wrapped up. I take that back. They do have 1 game left next week against Roll Valley. So that will be one more game to be made up for the girls in 4A for our two local teams there, Atchison and Holton. And then on the guys' side of things right now as they stand, Atchison the 5 with 3 games remaining. We mentioned the Phoenix earlier. They've got 3 games left, Highland Park, and then a couple Kansas City schools, Washington and Schlegel. They got 3 games to be made up. They're in the fifth spot right now, currently in the Baldwin regional as it stands right now. And then Holton is the 12 as it stands right now as well. They'd be in the same regional with Atchison, Baldwin, and also Bishop Miege in at the 13 as it stands right now with a 5-11 record. Miege still 4 games. Technically they got one that played tonight, has not been updated yet, but a couple more games left for them, for Miege. But as it stands right now, Holton going to the Baldwin regional in Substate. Baza, big time draw there for both Atchison and Holton if they've got Miege in their Substate.
Yeah, would that Miege, that'd be similar to Miege's football run?
Do we want to go into that?
I don't know. We could talk about that later. We might be here all night if we opened up that can of worms.
Can of worms is right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to 3A. This is pretty much as up to date as we can get it right now, because again, these games, these brackets will be finalized by tomorrow. And as it stands right now, in the Halstead Regional 3A on the boys' side, Boz, we've got a couple local teams in that one, in Nemaha, Marysville, Riley County. Nemaha, the 3, as it stands right now, they'd be in the same substate as Heston, who is the 2 substate. That bracket, Nemaha would draw the first round matchup at home next week. That would be, as it stands right now, against Belle Plaine on the guys' side of things. How about the Hiawatha Regional? We mentioned this at the beginning of the show. We went through scores about St. Mary's. Their big-time win against Silver Lake, Boz, catapults them to the 1. They will be the 1 in this Hiawatha substate. Santa Fe Trail is the 2 in this Hiawatha substate as well. We did just get the final come in from Riverside Hiawatha, with Riverside defeating Hiawatha tonight. Riverside locked themselves into the 4 in this one. Silver Lake locked in as the 3 in this one as well. Here's the thing, too. We got some notifications about this. This is not something that is finalized. This is kind of, I guess you would say, rumor, but yep, with some validity to it, and we will know more tomorrow. But one of these schools, Heritage Christian Academy, it sounds like would not be eligible for substate. And so they are the 5 right now, which would be on the same side as St. Mary's, as Riverside. But does that mean that that 5 versus 12 matchup, which would be West Franklin, does that mean that West Franklin gets an automatic bye, or does everybody shift up if they are booted out and change those seedings to where then now St. Mary's would get a bye in the opening round, and that would move everybody up one spot? That would then, if that were to be the case, that would slide Hiawatha up to the 12, and it would be a rematch, Hiawatha-Riverside week 1.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know, and I'm sure it's happened, but I can't, in my recollection, remember a time where there's been some a team that was unable to participate in postseason.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought would be everybody bumps up St. Mary's as the 1 seed. That seems like that would be the fair way to do it. So St. Mary's would get the bye. Everybody else bumps up one spot. But I don't know. That'd be an interesting – it'll be interesting to see what happens, I guess.
As of right now, Sabetha the 8, Wellsville the 9. So Sabetha would host their opening round game. Perry LeCompton is the 11 as it stands right now. So Perry LeCompton would be facing off against Bishop Ward if it all stays the way that it is. Again, we don't know if they're going to shift these teams up, if Heritage Christian truly cannot play in the substate round. If their season is over, will they shift that up? I think that makes the most sense. But again, We don't know.
Yeah.
And so that's why all this is so preliminary. Jeff West, Roll Valley, ACCHS, in that order, round out the bottom 14, 15, 16 seeds as it is right now in Class 3A. So I'll be really interested to see how that shakes out. If that is the case, what happens? Will they shift them up, or will they be, again, where just that five line is just no longer a team and the 12 gets a basic bye to move on? I can't imagine that would be the case.
I wouldn't think so.
But I don't know. That's why we're speculating right now.
Yeah.
How about 3A on the girls' side, Boz? This is the same Halstead Regional, local teams of Roll Valley, Nemaha Central, and Marysville in this one. Riley County as the five right now. They'd be in the same side as Heston, who is the top seed in this regional. They would be taking on southeast of Saline in round number one at southeast of Saline. Nemaha Central, as it stands right now, the seven seed in this sub-state. It means they would host Trinity Academy, Wichita, in their opening round game. In this one, Marysville, the 11, is the other team in this one. They would be taking on the six seed Haven in the opening round. Again, this is all preliminary. This is with what we've got right now with updated scores and finals from tonight. Brackets will be released all likelihood tomorrow for these sub-states. Hiawatha Girls Regional, Osage City, top-ranked team in 3A. They're a top-five team for a reason. Silver Lake as well. They earned the top two seeds in this sub-state. How about the Roll Valley Panthers?
Yeah.
We have not talked enough about the job that Coach David Boucher has done this season with Roll Valley, but they're playing their best basketball at the right time right now. With of their big marquee wins that we're looking at from recently here in the month of February, they won at Holton and they won at Rossville as their big kind of marquee games this home stretch, if you will. And they are right now, Boz, the four in this one. They would be in the same sub-state and they would host Heritage Christian Academy, be on the same side as Osage City in this sub-state. St. Mary's and Hiawatha. Hiawatha coming in as the six right now. St. Mary's the seven in this sub-state. ACCHS is your eight. Jeff West is your nine. Riverside is your 10. And then you go down a little bit further to the 13 is Sabetha. 15 is Perry for this sub-state. Again, opening round and semifinal all will be hosted by the highest seed. In the sub-state championship games will be played at Hiawatha in the roundhouse with a chance to go to state. What sticks out to you about this girls' regional in 3A?
Well, it's just there's a ton of good teams and there's a ton from this area. And I, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about Silver Lake and they've established themselves as one of the top teams. So the two seed, they've got a really good opportunity there. But it, I don't know. Anytime you get to this point and you're talking sub-state, anything can happen. I mean, you just don't know. You mentioned Roll Valley. We haven't talked enough about them. They've won five out of the last six games.
Yeah.
They're playing good basketball right now. I don't know. It's going to be a fun sub-state.
All right. Now shifting it down to the 2A on the guys' side of things, talking about fun, talking about this is going to be a great sub-state. Marhill Mount Academy, we talked about them already once tonight. Top dog in the 2A Valley Heights sub-state. Valley Falls locking in at the 2 tonight with their win against Jackson Heights and the loss by Horton at Troy. Horton, they are the 3. Rossville is the 5. Jackson Heights is the 9. So Jackson Heights with their loss tonight goes to the 9 spot. They will have to play at Care Paravel in the opening round of this sub-state. Oskaloosa, the 10. P. Ridge, the 11. Donovan West, they come in as the 12, so they'll be taking on Rossville in the opening round right now. And then JCN, with their couple wins towards the end of the season, have moved themselves up to the 14 spot, so they will get a rematch against Horton in the opening round. Valley Heights will take on Valley Falls, and McLeod takes on Mar Hill. That all in the opening round. All of those are pretty much this two-way bracket is practically set, Boz, for this one. And so you've got Valley Falls and Horton, opposite side of the likes of Mar Hill,
yep.
And Rossville and Wabunsee. And then you're going to have Jackson Heights in the same side as Mar Hill. You'll have Pea Ridge, Donovan West are going to be on the same side as Valley Falls and Horton. And so all likelihood, I knock on wood here, my friend, but we're going to get a local team, we hope, from this 2A bracket. It's loaded with local teams, my friend, but there's going to be a lot of teams that are very familiar with each other trying to push through in 2A on the guys' side. How about on the girls' side? Top two are locked in as well with that. And it's crazy, Boz, absolutely crazy. But because of a game that was postponed due to weather and not being able to make it up, let's give it up for the Mar Hill Mounts Academy Ravens for a second on the girls' side,
yeah,
shall we?
Yeah.
Started the season off 0-3, and what have they done since then, my friend? Well, it's nothing but just 15-1 since that slow start to the season. And by the way, those three losses, Donovan West, Roll Valley, and Hiawatha to start the season for Mar Hill. Their only loss other than that was Troy in an 12-point loss, excuse me, in league play. But other than that, they have ran the table. They have figured things out. And this Mar Hill team is the three as it stands right now. They would be taking on Valley Heights, a state team from a season ago. That would be a potential semifinal matchup to come later on down the road. But that's what you're looking at right now, is you're looking at Mar Hill Mounts Academy as the three, Valley Heights the six. How about your dark horse against my dark horse,
yay,
potentially in the sub-state semifinals, as you would have Horton and Donovan West. They are the 4-5 matchup, and they're on the same side of the bracket as Kansas City Christian. So Wabunsee be on the same side as Mar Hill and Mar Hill and Valley Heights. Horton, Donovan West on the same side as Kansas City Christian. Oskaloosa, the Bears, they are playing extremely well, extremely good basketball right now. They come in as the 7. Their opening round matchup will be against Maranatha Academy. Rossville, the 9. They will travel to Mission Valley in the opening round. JCN, we got Lucy Knoll on our Luger Chiropractic and Wellness game ball list tonight from the Chargers. They come in as the 11 seed. Jackson Heights, they are your 12. Yes, sorry, math sometimes really is a struggle for me. I wish they put the numbers next to them.
I've thought that the whole time you're going through this. So they need to have the numbers there.
So the opening round matchup for this substate, Jackson Heights, Horton in the opening round. Pleasant Ridge, Donovan West in the opening round. Care Paravel, they will take on Mar Hill Mounts Academy in the opening round. McLouth, they will take on Wabunsee, and Valley Falls takes on Kansas City Christian in the opening round of the 2A substates, which begin next week on the 27th of February. What's your thoughts on that one, my friend?
Yeah, well, same. I mean, there's so many good teams in that substate, and it'll be interesting to see. Again, when I look at this stuff, when you go into substate, you kind of throw things out the window. The team that I look at, you mentioned Blue Rapids Valley Heights.
Yep.
That's a team you mentioned, state tournament team last year. They've got experience. They've had a little bit of an up-and-down season this year, but that's a team to watch out for. The other one that I've kind of just been a little mystified by this season, they've had some injuries, but Rossville,
yep,
sitting kind of in the middle of the pack there at 9-10. I think they did win tonight, I think.
You got the scores.
I know, I got the scores.
Yeah, Rossville beat Riley.
Yes, Rossville gets a win, so 10-10 on the season. That's a team that I could look at saying they might make a little run here. So again, it's substate. It's just, I love this time of year.
Yeah, it's definitely something that you're gonna be, because Rossville, again, keep in mind they didn't have their big with a broken hand out for quite a while.
Riley Dick.
Not Riley Dick.
Lucy Burdick.
Lucy Burdick.
Nora Burdick.
Nora
Sorry.
Burdick.
Nora Burdick.
Yep. Nora Burdick with a broken hand, and so she's back for this time of the year. So that's a team that definitely could make some noise. But once again, knocking on some wood here, but looks like it's very high possibility that we could have multiple local schools. They would be going to Manhattan. 1A is in Dodge City, 2A in Manhattan, 3A in Hutch, 4A in Salina, 1A Division 1, I should say, in Dodge, 1A Division 2 is in Colby this season. So that's as good as we can get it right now, dude, because, again, everything will be released, brackets for 2A and 3A, all likelihood tomorrow. We will have those on MSCSports.net as they become available so we can start seeing matchups and start getting some things lined up because we're going to have a busy next couple weeks across the MSC radio network, my friend.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Love it.
Next week, Boz and I will be on the call for a couple of the sub-state games next Thursday and Friday. And we've got state wrestling coverage that begins next week as well. So
tons going on right
now. Busy time of the year, my friend. Okay, final order of business that we've got tonight. It's our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness game ball of the evening. I skipped this last week.
We skipped it last week.
Can't do it 2 weeks in a row. Boz has done the work, and I'm not giving him a chance to talk about the work he's been putting in, buddy. Go ahead.
And here's the deal. We kind of put some of this stuff together last year, and we love to give credit to kids in our area and what they're doing, and I think this is just a pretty cool deal when you get down to the end of the season. And so we do this based off of statistics. We don't get everybody's statistics from every school. Not everyone reports them. But what's out there, I think it's important to throw it out. So some people may not know. We just want to make sure the kids get recognition. Starting off first, these are stats as of February 21st. So basically a couple of days ago, number one scorer in the state. We've mentioned her name a bunch. Kinsey Bowerly from ACCHS, averaging 24.4 points per game. And here's the thing. When I go through these, it's awesome. We've got such good talent in our area. Hayden Heim from St. Mary's, number two scorer in the state. All classes we're talking about.
And this is what's been reported as well.
Yes, this is what is out there that we're able to find and confirm.
So if you got somebody you're like, no, this kid's got more. We want to know.
Absolutely we do. Because there's schools in here that I know, based off of our coverage, girls are averaging quite a few points a game. But maybe they don't report those. Everybody's different. Mm-hmm. But this is what we've got. Mentioned Hayden Heim from St. Mary's, 24.3 points per game, also averaging 13.3 rebounds per game. She's number two in the state in rebounds per game, all classes.
Crazy.
Number four in scoring, Sevi Wirtz from Clifton Clyde, 23.5 points a game. Riley Dick from Rossville, and she's at number seven, 22.4 points. And this is why I mentioned Rossville could be a team to watch out for. Nora Burdick, number 19 in the state in scoring at 17.6. So a ton of points, 40 points a game coming from those two young ladies from Rossville. Nora Burdick, also number seven in the state, all classes in rebounds per game at 11.5. And then number 28 in the state, all classes scoring, Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha at 15.7. Couple things to note also here, and this happened last week. We got in a hurry. We forgot to talk about it, but wanted to give shout-outs here. Kinsey Bowerly, just mentioned her name. She became the all-time leading scorer at ACCHS last week. That is fantastic, and she did it on a buzzer-beater three to win the game. She's having a heck of a season, so just wanted to give shout-outs to those young ladies for a heck of a good season. On the boys' side of things on scoring, Trenton Van Houten from Valley Falls, number 22 in the state in all classes, scoring 19.4 points per game. Also tied at number 22, Jack Donovan from Rossville. We talked about him before.
Yeah.
He also averaging 19.4 points per game. He broke the all-time three-point field goal record at Rossville this year, which was set a long time ago, 1995.
That's not that long ago.
It's 20 years. It's been there for a while.
It's actually 30.
30, sorry. 30 years. It's way longer than just it's way longer.
Yeah, that was me being facetious. Sorry.
No, yeah. 118 three-pointers was the record, and Jack Donovan now holds that record. Also, very cool accomplishment. Brady Hurla from St. Mary's surpassed 1,000 points last week. That is a huge deal. Anytime you can get to 1,000 points in your career, that's big time. Also, shout out to one of our coaches in the area, Royal Valley head coach Chris Brown, got his 200th career win last week. Coach Brown, he's had five state appearances. He's got a pretty good resume. He's got a state runner-up finish. Also has a state championship under his belt. So Congratulations to Royal Valley Head Boys coach Chris Brown.
Big ups to Chris Brown. Absolutely. That's a big accomplishment that's worth noting. And then,
we kind of went through all the sub-state stuff, so we kind of know where the rankings are, but just kind of at the end of the season where we're at on state rankings. This was as of last week. Nemaha Central in Class 3A on the boys' side, ranked number 8. Mar Hill Mount Academy, number 5. Rossville, number 6. Valley Falls, been in and out of the top 10. They get back in it at number 10. Nobody in 1A Division 1, but in 1A Division 2. Axtell, number 3. Hanover, number 6. Bunch of teams in our area, state ranked. We talk about it all the time, how good, how fortunate we are to have such good teams in our area. On the girls' side, Class 3A, Riley County, number 5. Silver Lake, number 6. Donovan West in 2A at number 8.
It's your state, that your dark horse.
Yes, my dark horse. Okay. Yeah. 1A, Division 1, Centralia, number 2, Clifton Clyde, number 4, Troy, number 6, and 1A, Division 2, Hanover, number 2. Tons of state-ranked teams heading into sub-state.
Okay, we couldn't forget that. I appreciate
it. I know. I want to make sure we get it out there.
Slapping the wrist of mine and saying, Jake, shut up.
Slow down, buddy.
All right, now the final thing that we've got to do tonight, my friend.
Okay.
And that would be for you to give away a Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball tonight.
All right. Here's our nominees. On the girls' side, Brooke Wilcott from Holton with 15 points. Liz Schuster from Holton with 14 points. Paxton Michael from Sabetha with 14 points. Corey Wagner from ACCHS with 20 points. Also from ACCHS, Kinsey Bowerly had 19 points tonight. Harper Wettstein from Troy with 29 points. And Lucy Knoll from JCN, she had 12 points tonight. My nominee or my who I'm giving the game ball to, this it's always hard for me. I just hate it. But I'm going with Harper Wettstein. Haven't said her name for a while. It hadn't been on this list, but 29 points tonight. She gets all sorts of defenses thrown at her. So big-time performance from Harper Wettstein.
Okay.
On the boys' side, Logan Altenberg from Holton. Young man only had 2 points tonight. It doesn't matter how many points you score, but he had the game-winning putback. Got the win for his team on senior night. From Sabetha, Kyle Winger had 18 points. Drake Mellies had a night for Jackson Heights, 30 points. And Andy Baker from JCN, he had 14 points. Ronnie Baker from Parley Compton with 14 points. And Brody Kottman from Mar Hill, Mount Academy, he had 22 points tonight. And he hit 500 career rebounds.
Ooh.
In his career. Rebounds.
That's a good stat.
Don't get a whole lot of love for rebounds. So, the one I'm giving it to tonight, this is a tough one, like always.
Are you giving multiple or just giving one?
I could give three or four tonight, but I'm going to go with this, and I've talked about it tonight. Logan Altenberg from Holton. We don't care how many points you score. He did what he needed to do. 2 points, but it was the game winner.
On a rebound offensive putback, a kid that was, boss said that his traits were hustle, defense, tenacity, energy, and it took all those to get an offensive rebound putback for the win. We got regional wrestling coverage across on Holton and Sabetha channels tomorrow. Make sure you tune in for that. We got K-State basketball on 103.9 KNZA and 92.1 KMZA tomorrow. And then Boz and I will be back next week. Sub-state action. It's here.
It's here. Yes,
we're ready to rock and roll with that. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. For Joseph Curry, Ray Penning, Kurt Kilman, MJ Hammock, for Boz, this is Jake. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the warm weather.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.